How does it feel being recalled?
Yeah, you know, very, very special. Yeah, playing last summer to play for England was special, but I think, yeah, being called up for an Ashes tour is, yeah, probably the best thing that can happen.
There's been some momentum over the last couple of weeks, well-known pundits and, you know, talking up you being in the side.
Yeah, I guess it's come from nowhere, really. I had my sort of winter planned out with T20 stuff, and I hadn't really, you know, even thought myself about the possibility of a call-up. I don't read a huge amount in the press, so... it did come as a surprise, but get out there and, you know, hopefully play a part and do well.
Part of the thinking is that, you know, your technique is better suited to the Australian pitches. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I've played bits and pieces in Australia and obviously Kookaburra ball and generally pretty good batting wickets. I guess it's a different test to playing in England where the ball is a bit more lateral movement. It's got to deal with pace out there. You know, generally, I think in the past, and I feel like my game's pretty suited to playing pace well. So, we'll have to wait and see. But when I have played abroad in, you know, Australia and South Africa in those conditions, I have enjoyed batting there.
Mm. I mean, you've had a sort of a season that, you know, a call-up is sort of could go either way, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, I didn't expect it. I think my white ball form's been really good, and if anything, would have said I was closer to being picked in white ball stuff. So it did come as a surprise. Like I said, my plans in the last 24 hours have changed a huge amount. So, obviously can't wait to get out there and get stuck in and, yeah, hopefully have a good tour.
Because you had other plans, didn't you, for this winter and signed contracts, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I was due to play for Cape Town in the new South Africa competition, then go straight on to the Big Bash. So, like I said, it's changed a lot in the last 24 hours, but obviously absolutely delighted to get the call.
It's the big tour, isn't it? It's the tour that everybody wants to be on. Of course, Michael Carberry did it a little while ago. When you think about it, do you think, is it quite nervy? Is it one you'd sort of take with relish?
I'm really looking forward to it. I guess, you know, part of me, having played last summer and, you know, not done that well, in a way I kind of feel like I've got nothing to lose. I think, you know, already read stuff about Australia winning the series easily and that sort of stuff. So, it's quite nice. I guess I'm an underdog and, you know, I feel like we've got a good chance of winning it, but a lot of people don't think we do. So it's quite nice to go out there and try and prove people wrong.
It's, you know, you've had that experience now. Is there lots of things now you can take into this series that you learnt last summer?
Yeah, there is definitely some things, but also it'll be probably a completely different test to what I faced here last summer. Like I said, the conditions will be a lot different. I guess there was a lot of scrutiny, I guess, last summer, but I guess that's going to go up a notch during an Ashes trip. So I kind of know what to expect, but this is probably another step up. So I'll have to take it as it comes. But like I said, looking forward to getting out there and hopefully doing well.
There's been lots of talk about the batting and the selections for this trip. Do you feel there's a place there to be cemented?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, in the last 12, 24 months, they've gone, you know, around a few batters, guys that have done okay without setting the world light. So, if we go to Australia, away to Australia and do well, I guess it stands you in good stead. So it's a great opportunity and, really looking forward to it.
Quick word on this game here. How do you feel this is going?
I'd say the wicket's probably got a little bit easier as the game's gone on. It's a bit damp on... Well, day two we started in the end, but it's going to be tough because obviously wickets have fallen, you know, at a steady rate. So it's going to be tough, but we know what we have to do. It's pretty pretty obvious. So hopefully come back tomorrow and bat the day out.
It's amazing it's all come to this. I mean, you have to win, isn't it? There's no other option.
No, there's not. And it's weird. You know, before this game, speaking to Jimmy and, you know, we felt like we could have been really pushing at the other end of the table. We had a couple of results early season where we were on the right side of good draws. Last week in a very strong position and, you know, obviously didn't get over the line in that one. So, disappointed to be in the position we're in, but I think it's different to previous years where we've been probably the worst, deserve to be at the bottom of the league. I feel this year we've played good enough cricket for decent periods of time and probably, you know, like I said, could easily be, you know, second or third in the table. So it's going to be tough, but like I said, we know what we have to do and a massive day for us tomorrow.
timely knock for you, isn't it? And when having been selected for the Ashes, what a statement that would make.
Just as long as we can get a good result here and secure Division 1 cricket next year. But obviously it would be nice to spend some time in the middle ahead of the winter.